Well, how exciting is this now into the Sweet 16? How are you enjoying the ride here?
This is amazing. It's everything that I thought it would be. I'm super excited to keep going.
Take me through that transition. You, of course, transferred within conference from Ohio State, who ironically will be the opponent on Thursday, which we'll talk about in a minute. Coming in, learning the ropes, how the program operates here, and now, you know, have worked your way into being an impact player as this stretch run has hit.
Mm-hmm. I think the transition by no means has been easy, you know, but I have learned a lot about myself being here, and I have grown way more than I think that I would have being that I had stayed. And I think here I have just grown other parts of my game that I think are so important. And so I'm glad to have become the player that I am right now.
What have you liked about being part of this program this year?
I think the community here is very real. You know, it's not something that just happens overnight. We have built this team up, like, from the ground up. I think our connection is real, and I think that the work here is real. We come in every day with specific things to have in mind, something to focus on. It's very progressive.
As you get ready now for this game on Thursday, you guys are on a bit of a roll. You had that great weekend to close out the Big Ten with wins against Ohio State and Nebraska. You got the two tournament wins. What has been kind of clicking for the Golden Gophers here in this run of wins here as you head to the Sweet 16?
Well, we talked about in the beginning of the year, like, we wanted to peak in December. And so I think that's exactly what we're doing. And I think we're all hands on deck, everyone doing anything that they can say or do for each point for the whole team. I think we've really gotten to the point where we're all in it together.
So we mentioned the unique aspect, the Buckeyes and Gophers for the third time. The first two regular season matches, the road team won both those matches, and now here's a neutral site affair to decide who goes to the Elite Eight. And for you, it's even extra unique because you were a Buckeye.
Yeah.
Let me ask you first about the decision to transfer. What went into that?
Well, a lot went into that. I think my freshman year was pretty rocky for me, and I wasn't exactly where I wanted to be at the end of the season. And I also had a lot of things going on in, like, my personal life. And though I'm extremely grateful for that experience in my first year and all of the people I met, you know, I think it was time for me to move on from that stage of my life.
It's one of the nice things, too, is you get that opportunity to find maybe a better fit, and it looks like you've done that. What kind of things do you see from the Buckeyes, really, in both those matches, and what will a key be for the Maroon and Gold this week?
Well, I think they're just going to be aggressive as mess. I mean, you know, I do have a lot of friends on the team and stuff, but that's not going to matter when the game time comes. You know, they're just going to put everything that they have out there. They're certainly going to play their best against us. They always have, so I'm excited for the matchup.
Has it been as fun as you thought it'd be playing in the NCAA tournament again, and now a chance to really make some noise?
Yeah, no, it has always been what I thought it'd be. I mean, it's so much fun to be out there with those girls, so I'm really excited.
How about a daytime match at 11 a.m. Central Time? So you guys have to wake up early and get ready for this. It's not a night match.
Yeah, I mean, 11 a.m. is crazy. Personally, I'm a morning person, and I'm that type of person who can get the team going at any point in time. So I'll be ready to do that come Thursday morning.
Can't wait. Good luck.
Thank you so much.